kid. Come ride with Poncho and me on this exciting adventure, which we have called Uncle Noah's Ark. The town of Woodland, California, on the Sacramento River, was once the scene of an incident more fabulous than the gold rush of 49. The single main street was lined with cafes and gambling houses. And the worst of these places was run by the most evil man in town. A man with complete contempt for the decencies and sacred tenets of civilization, but who, strangely enough, was known as Brother Silas.
Hey, boss. We got business that needs your personal attention.
Thy uncouth manners are extremely distressing to a sensitive nature, Brother Huey.
Yeah, I keep forgetting, boss. I mean, Brother Silas.
That's better, Brother Huey. Now, wilt thou sit thee down and explain the reason for thy discomfort?
Answer me something, Brother Silas. How come you talk like a sky pilot when you're against the law and order at every turn?
I have a certain admiration for the soft words of those who preach against my ways, Brother Huey. And what better way to show my contempt than to copy their speech and manners?
Yeah, but I still don't see...
Now, please continue. What is it that needs my personal attention?
The fact that Matt Bolton won't pay for the protection he's getting in this town. We got to do something about it.
Quite right, quite right. We cannot permit such a thing to pass unchallenged. Why is Brother Matthew seeking to escape from the wrath of the law?
He robbed a bank over in Sacramento. Killed the bank guard and the teller.
A dual murder, and Brother Matthew does not wish to pay for protection.
No. And that blasted loudmouth's been bragging all over town he's going to get away with it. Look at him over there, the wall-like scissor bill.
Restrain thy temper, Brother Huey. Pass thy gun to me under the table.
There it is, boss. I mean, Brother Silas.
I thank thee, Brother Huey.
Watch out for Matt Bolton.
Goodbye, Brother Matthew. Fare thee well.
Nice shooting, boss. You plugged him smack between the eyes.
Brother Huey, such language.
I beg your pardon, Brother Silas. I mean, thou plugged him smack between the eyes.
Would some of ye brothers carry poor, unfortunate Brother Matthew to the undertaker and ask that a decent burial be performed? But hearken ye, brethren. Before ye proceed with thy task, let the example of this sorry, misguided sinner act as a warning to all and sundry. Sanctuary from the minions of the law is here to be had, but it must be paid for, either with thy ill-gotten gold or with thy ill-begotten lives.
Neither do I, Poncho. It seems a shame that a town which was settled by decent, law-abiding people should now be a hideout for every bandito and desperado in California.
Well, you mean every hombre in this town wanted by the law?
Well, I hope not. Hey, look, Poncho. There's the town just ahead, across the Sacramento River.
Chihuahua, what kind of boat that hombre with the beard building, Cisco?
Well, I've never seen one like it, Poncho. We will ask him.
Oh, and Cisco, look over there. Look. All those wild animals in the cages.
Well, then it must be either a carnival or a zoo.
Oh.
Howdy, fellas. Welcome. Why don't you climb down out of your saddles and clamber for a while?
Oh, the devil, ho.
Oh,
si. Gracias, senor.
Poncho, I'd like to ask you about that boat you're building.
Well, I'll be glad to tell you about the ark. And if you're like all the other hombres who've been coming to Woodland, I hope it'll be a warning to you to change your evil ways.
Oh, Poncho, no, which way to change, senor. Cisco and Poncho, not the bad hombre.
May I introduce myself, senor? I am the Cisco kid.
Si, and I, Poncho.
Huh? Oh, sure. I'm Uncle Noah Christensen. I just took it for granted you knew me. Everybody in these parts knows me and my niece, Rita.
Well, this is the first time Poncho and I have ridden through this country, Senor Noah.
Si, Senor Uncle Noah. What kind of boat are you building? And why do you keep all these animals?
Yeah, I can tell without asking, Poncho. You ain't been reading your Bible lately. Rachel and Rebecca, my niece is driving that horse and buckboard like the disciples of the devil was after.
Well, she better slow down when she come across the river or she get wet.
Slow down now.
The river is not very deep, Chico.
What's your big hurry, Frida?
Water, whoa! That two-faced hypocrite who called himself Brother Silas.
Well, what about him?
He's at it again. He killed another man. Oh, Uncle Noah, let's get away from this town.
Shut them in, Gamora. I've tried talking sense to that man for the last time. Now I'm going to beat some sense into him with my fist.
No, no, Uncle Noah. No, don't you do it.
Frida, you see two of the friends are bad. Sorry, I won't be able to join you, Cisco.
Uncle Noah, wait! Wait, Uncle Noah!
Now, where are you, Uncle Noah, going in such a big hurry, and why you get so mad?
He's on his way to getting himself killed.
Explain what you mean, Senorita Frida.
If you really are friends of his, stop him. He's angry enough to do just exactly what he said. When he tries it, those gunslingers of Brother Silas will murder him.
Senorita, do not worry, Senorita Frida. No one will be murdered.
Cisco, see to that. Not to worry, Senorita.
Come, Pancho. Up there. Come on.
Go, go, go.
You're about to get another lecture on what a bad boy you've been, Brother Silas.
What dost thou mean, Brother Huey?
Old Noah Christensen just brought his buckboard to a halt outside the cafe. He looks mad as a hornet.
Undoubtedly, Brother Noah has heard that Brother Matthew Bolton is now among the deceased.
Who does that Tom Singer think he is, coming around here bawling you out all the time, boss?
I, too, am weary of Brother Noah's admonitions, Brother Huey.
Oh, why don't you let me give that old goat a knuckle massage he'll never forget? It'll teach him not to open his yap to you.
Brother Huey, thy language is atrocious, but thine thoughts have merit. Proceed to carry them out.
Noah's heading right toward us, boss. He's asking for it, and he's gonna get it.
Talking to you, Silas.
Hold on, Brother Huey. This may prove very interesting. What? No sermon today, Brother Noah?
I'm through preaching to you, Silas. The only way you'll ever learn is by getting it pounded into you with fists. You've been murdering people in this town long enough.
And hast thou taken it upon thyself, Brother Noah, to deliver unto me physical punishment?
I'm a good deal older than you are, Silas, but still I'm man enough to deliver you the worst beating you ever get. And if you're man enough to come on outside with me and fight me...
Why, you mealy-mouthed old buzzard. You've been building that silly ark for so long, you've gone plumb loco. Maybe a little of
this we can bring you back to your
senses. Never had any enough.
That chandelier!
You want me? Keep your hands away from your gun belt.
See,
we got to work forward.
Careful, my friend. You'll both get shot in the back.
You, Corte, over there. You are very brave when it comes to fighting old men twice your age and half your size.
What strange brethren are these who come into mine house with weapons of war in their hands?
Madre mia, you a padre? You own this cafe and gambling house?
He's no man of the call, Pancho. Just because he calls himself Brother Silas, that black suit and the pious manners hide the most murderous souls in the West.
For shame, Brother Noah. Thou camest into mine house with words of wrath on thy tongue and thoughts of violence in thy soul.
You slimy hypocrite, Silas. You ain't fooling nobody. Both Cisco and Pancho already know about your killing.
Cisco,
kid. Cisco kid and Pancho.
So you're this Cisco kid, huh? We heard lots about you out this way, but I don't believe all I hear.
What you believe does not interest me, Maverick.
You ain't twice my age, and I ain't half your size. Well?
You coyotes, stay back there. Pancho, see, got you covered.
Very well, hombre. My gun goes back into the holster, and
my fist put into your face. How'd you like it? Go! You ain't such a big man without a gun. Are you?
Cisco, look out. He come at you with that broken glass.
Oh, my body, I'll crush you with a ribbon, too. Oh, it touches you, don't watch that glass.
Yeah, that's the first blood. When I draw the last, you'll be dead.
That's what I can get in rehearsal.
Oh, my arm!
Drop it.
No!
You will, Fruto.
Now, you tight winder.
And to top it off.
Chihuahua, that's the kind of working over that Buckler deserves.
Then you're in the lion's den. You and Barnaby won't come to for a month of Sunday.
And when he do, he think he was fighting lions in a lion's den.
Come on, Pancho. See you, Noah. Let us get out of this foul place.
Just a moment, Brother Cisco. We will take great pains to clean up this foul place. And thou canst rest assured the next time thou enterest this house of chance, it will be a better welcome for thee. Quite possibly, thou wilt shake the hand of death.
Is washed clean and free of infection, Cisco.
Gracias, Senorita Frida.
That wound will heal. You can forget about it, Cisco. But don't for a minute forget Brother Silas will try to murder you.
Oh, not to worry, Senor Uncle Noah. Cisco able to take care of that Brother Silas, just like he take care of that coyote Huey Barnaby.
I thank you for the warning, Senor Noah. We will be careful. This is a remarkable boat you have built.
Uncle Noah did every bit of it by hand. I suppose you're wondering why he made it.
I've lived along the Sacramento River for 50 years. When the spring thaw really hits, those snows on the mountains will make this river a raging torrent. This town will be flooded off the map.
Uncle Noah feels that the building of the Ark is a continuous reminder to those bandits to change their ways to prepare for the flood.
Those desperados have gotten away with breaking the law long enough. A cleanup in this town is long overdue.
Oh, not even you, Cisco, can fight a whole town.
No, Pancho. But if we get the ringleaders, we will be able to handle the others.
You mean you're going to try to turn Huey and Silas over to the law?
That is just what I intend to do. And I'm going back to that cafe right now.
After what just happened and what Silas told you?
See?
Oh, don't, Cisco. If you value your life, don't do it. Why, it'll be like a rabbit walking into a den of snakes.
In my way, I am no different than you and Senor Noah, Senorita. I believe in what I am doing, and I must do it.
Me and the boys done just like you told us, Brother Silas. We opened up every one of them wild animal cages over at Noah Christensen's Ark.
Well done, Brother Chuck. His source of warning to us becomes the source of destruction to Brother Noah.
Yeah. Well, he goes to freedom. I only hope that mountain grizzly gets a hold of the Cisco kid.
Well, he won't. We passed Cisco and Pancho on the way back to town.
Where?
Heading for the cafe. They ought to be here any minute.
Blasted scissorbills. I'll gun them down the minute they walk through the door.
Restrain thy wrath, Brother Huey. Mine is the hand ordained to accomplish their doom. Thou art certainly come here, Brother Chuck.
Sure is shooting, Brother Silas.
Now, Brother Huey, pass thy gun to me under the table.
There it is. Only wish I was going to use it.
In this town, my word is gospel. He who challenges it must meet death by my hand.
Here they come now.
Just go over there by that table. There it is.
Go ahead, Brother Silas. Use that gun you are trying to hide under the table.
Thou returnest to mine house, Brother Cisco, after my warning. Thou art prepared to meet thy fate?
Listen to me, hombre. Do you think I would walk in here so you could kill me?
Supplication will avail thee not, Brother Cisco.
You loco coyote. Though my gun is in the holster and yours is in your hand, I can still draw and kill you before you can pull the trigger. Well?
None of you other hombres touch your guns. Bueno, Cisco, you knock the table over and enough that Huey Mallory to the floor.
Pull that trigger, boss. Kill Cisco.
Well, Brother Silas. Even a slap on the face fails to stir you to action. I will take that gun. Look at him, you hombre. This pious hypocrite is the weasel you have allowed to bully you. He and that jackal on the floor have little enough to say now.
Oh, you yellow-eyed polecat, if I had my gun now, I'd...
Oh, Cisco!
Oh, it's Senorita Frida, Cisco. What you doing in a place like this?
Cisco, it's Uncle Noah. The animals we had came, somebody turned them loose, and I don't know what...
Mother mia. Pancho, get outside and get the horses ready.
What you do, Cisco?
I will follow. You and Senorita Frida, get going. Get out of town. Pronto. Andre!
Cisco!
The first maverick who tries to follow earns himself a bullet. You, Brother Silas, if Senor Noah is dead, I know you are responsible.
Get out of here! Come on!
I will settle with you. Depend on it.
Up here, come on! Come on, Jake. dismounted and get after him.
No, no, wait. Wait, brethren. There is no escape for those sinners. Let them grieve for a spell in the midst of their sorrow. Then thee and me, we shall complete their disaster with mine own terrible vengeance.
You're alive and safe, Uncle Noah.
Well, but the banners of the Third Crusade, what else would it be?
Well, Senorita Frida, think maybe those wild animals, they hurt you after they get loose, the Senor Uncle Noah.
No, they wouldn't hurt me. They're more scared of me than I am of them.
But when you disappeared, Senor Noah...
I just went after them, Cisco, to make sure they took off for the woods and that they didn't get hurt or they didn't hurt nobody.
But you came back from the direction of Wild Horse Canyon.
Yes, yes, yes. I tried to run the elk and the bison up there, but they slipped away from me. They're all free as an eagle now.
Well, why you drive those elks and bison up Wild Horse Canyon, Senor Uncle Noah?
But Uncle Noah has a high, strong corral built up near the top of the mountain.
Yes, I built it to catch a wild herd of broom-tailed, Poncho. It's the only high spot of ground in that direction.
It's a good trap, Senor Noah. The buyers would naturally head for high ground and into the corral.
Oh, it's starting to rain a little harder, I think.
It'll rain a lot harder before it's over, Poncho.
It's gotten a lot warmer, too. This could be the flood you've been talking about, Uncle Noah.
That's just what it's going to be, Frida. And mark my words, when the Feather River and the American River bust into the Sacramento, it's going to swell mighty fast.
What about those Mavericks back in town? We must warn them in spite of themselves.
We're heading east. They can get to safe ground. And we'd better get aboard the Ark and make ourselves comfortable. She'll ride out the flood like a sea-going vessel.
Oh, Cisco, look. Those coyotes from the town, they ride this way.
Santos, get on the boat, pronto.
Every desperado in town is in that gang.
The whole kit and caboodle. Every last one of them.
I only hope the planking of the Ark is thick enough to provide a barricade against their bullets. If not, we'll all soon be dead.
Yeah, that river sure rising fast for the palace.
It's a veritable deluge, Brother Huey.
No use trying to get back across the Sacramento. The current's too swift.
Forces of evil are upon us. Between the thunder and the lightning and the gunfire, I cannot hear myself talk. Brethren, cease thy gunfire!
We might as well have used rocks for all the good them bullets have done against the wooden sides of that ark.
The waters of the flood seek to engulf ye, brethren. Go ye in haste to that lone knoll of high ground yonder.
Well, we better get out of here too, Brother Silas. Every bit of this land's going to be covered with water.
The arrow that wounds me to the quick is that those infidels who desecrated my house are safe from it all. They sneer in secure comfort at our catastrophe.
We ain't got no time to waste on them, boys. Come on, let's get up to the top of that mountain.
Before we depart, goest thou, Brother Huey, and perform one last act of malevolence against the plotters of my doom.
What are you talking about, boy? Will you translate that into lingo I can savvy?
Go! Thy brain has not the capacity for comprehension. Thou seest the strong rope secured to the ark and to that huge redwood tree.
That blasted thunder and lightning. Yeah, I can see. It's meant to keep the ark from drifting downstream after she's afloat.
And if that rope cut asunder...
Why, that barrel-bottomed tub would be adrift. And there'd be no way to steer it.
What powers of deduction thou hast, Brother Huey. Now hie thee hence and cut the rope. When the ark is flung against the rocky crags of the mountainside, all those aboard will be smashed and drowned.
Senor Uncle Noah, all those bad hombres from the town, they trapped themselves in that corral you built on top of that mountain.
The hosts of heaven, Jerusalem, The water's come up so high that they can't get out of there, Cisco.
It is better than having a troop of cavalry to guard them.
But they'll be drowned if we leave them there.
Oh, that's what they deserve for cutting the rope of the boat.
You didn't figure on me having an anchor for the Ark, too, Pancho.
Senorita Frida is right, Senor Noah. We cannot let them die in spite of what they have done.
You'll never capture desperados like Brother Silas, Huey Barnaby, and all those others without a shot being fired.
Well, we can try, Senorita. Do not let out any more of that rope tied to the anchor, Senor Noah. We are close enough to that mountain corral.
Oh, see, and the waters of the flood, they so high that we are the same level with them.
You hombres, you want safety aboard these boats, throw down your guns and swim your horses over here.
Yes. Fire and brimstone, they're doing it. Every last one of them. Why, even Huey and Brother Silas.
Their days of freedom will soon be over, Senor Noah. And you and the Senorita will be free to build a new town of woodland. And I am sure it will be a town free of crime.
A lot of good hombres, they come to settle in the new town Senor Noah is building.
Well, now that the bad element is removed forever, it will be a good town to live in.
Si, good town. It have all new buildings and a new church and a new school. And Senor Uncle Noah and Senorita Frida, they have a new house.
Speaking of new things, Pancho, you know, I noticed you have picked up a new habit.
What a new habit, Cisco? What?
Well, when you were saying adios to our amigos, you clicked your heels.
Oh, Pancho, see, that army officer what arrested those bandidos, he do the same thing.
Yeah, I remember. He clicked his heels and spurs together when he said adios.
See, and you know, Cisco, he say he wonder how it happened those two coyotes, Huey and Brother Silas, able to trust each other.
I was wondering about the same thing. How could those two sidewinders trust each other?
Ah, that no mystery, Cisco. When two heels get together, they always click.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, no!
Kid returns next week with another thrilling adventure. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.